This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity. Your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas! And to be exact, Merry seventh day of Christmas. We do not have seven swans a-swimming anywhere around here that I know of, but Merry Christmas anyway. So how many of you have already put your Christmas tree out on the curb for the garbage men to collect? It is an important question to consider when you are going to marry someone. It is not something, though, that I discussed with my bride-to-be 24 and a half years ago. Our tradition in my house growing up, now we didn't have a real tree. We had one of those aluminum ones with the color wheel that played on it. If you go back to the 50s and 60s, you might remember those. But that tree stayed up until the kings arrived on the 12th day of Christmas on Epiphany. Then you could put everything away. My wife's tradition growing up is that as soon as Christmas was over, that tree was out and everything got cleaned up. We have had some lively discussions, especially in our early years, about that. But I'm happy to say that our tree is still up and will stay up until the kings arrive. There is something about us that wants to get the mess cleaned up. You start ripping off those packages on Christmas morning, especially if you have kids, and there's always someone who has that trash bag so we can get rid of all the trash right away. We don't like the mess. And yet I think that one of the messages that God wanted to give us is in the way that he chose to send his son to us in one of the messiest situations we could imagine, in a dirty manger, in a feeding trough, with all of these animals and lowlifes around. That is where the Son of God comes, in the middle of the mess. So, as has sort of become my tradition with you all on this Sunday after Christmas, of course, we would expect at night in that manger scene there would probably be some sort of animal sounds going on, perhaps crickets, perhaps something else. But we also know that Mary and Joseph used a donkey, so there would have been a donkey sound somewhere. And we know there were sheep because there were shepherds, so we'd have had that sound there. And wherever I have seen sheep and shepherds, there are always sheep dogs, so we'd have had that sound. And wherever I have seen sheep, there are also goats. And if this was a true manger scene, and of course if they had an inn, they had to feed people breakfast and they'd need eggs, so there had to be chickens running around. And of course, wherever there are chickens, there are roosters. And wherever I've seen chickens and roosters, there's also going to be ducks. Rather quiet ones, but they're there. And we have no proof that it was any kind of a kosher inn or manger scene. So chances are there were some pigs around. And if this was some kind of a working farm going on, there probably were some horses. And anytime I've ever seen horses around, there are always horse flies. And if we have this scene in our minds that the wise men have arrived, we know they came by camel. And we also know from Luke's gospel that Jesus was born in a feeding trough in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Well, so if the inn is at capacity, you have all of these people there, and it's the holidays, so probably at night they're having a party. So you got all that noise going on. And with all of that happening, I think that line in one of the Christmas carols has got it totally wrong. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I mean, come on, with all that noise, you're dealing with a crying baby. Now, with all of that in mind, it's just not that those sounds happen like I just played them. You've got the crickets and the cows and the donkey and the sheep and the dogs and the goats and the chickens and the roosters and the ducks and the pigs and the horses, the horse flies, the camels, a big party going on. And with all that noise, the baby crying. And so with that as our backdrop, let us sing appropriately the first verse of Silent Night. Here we go. Bit of a different understanding of that beautiful scene, huh? Yet I think it is one that is more realistic when we think about our lives. How many times in our lives do we have some mess that is going on? Because we always do. Whether it's the work that's got to be done, the relationship that's got to be cleaned up, the paperwork that needs to be taken care of, all of those things, and we say, God, I'll deal with you, but let me clean up this mess in my life first, and then I'll deal with you. When the fact is, it is God's notion by sending Jesus that Jesus wants to be right in the mess, and as a matter of fact, that's the way we will get the mess cleaned up, by letting God enter into it. How often do we say to God, stay there? How often do we say to other people in our lives, stay there and let me get this cleaned up first? And the days go by, and the weeks go by, and the years go by, and unfortunately, sometimes our whole life goes by
And we never deal with letting God enter into the mess. The psalm assigned for today says God heals the brokenhearted. Well, God can't heal the brokenhearted. God can't heal the mess unless we let God in. And so it becomes so important for us as we think about this child in a feeding trough that perhaps God wanted us to see that no matter where we are in our lives, God wants to be there to heal us. I ran across this short video I want to play for you because I think it amplifies this point well.
I've heard it. You've heard it. It's time for a new beginning. Time to start a fresh page or paint a new picture with our life. Sounds great in theory, but it can seem impossible. Life is messy. The lines have gotten blurred. Maybe we just don't know where to start. We look at the canvas of our lives and see mistake after mistake after mistake. It's overwhelming. When I look at my life with these messy lines and scribbles, it makes me think, is this as good as it gets? There's no eraser that can make this life make sense. But what if? What if there was someone that could make sense of our mess? They could take all our scribbles, all our mistakes, all our missed opportunities, and make them into a masterpiece. And then I remember, there is Jesus. He gives us a new life. Every day is new. Every day is a blank canvas full of possibility and promise. He takes our canvases, our lives that have been filled up with shortcomings, secrets, tragedies, and embarrassments, and He helps them make sense. When I look at the canvas of my life and I see nothing but disorder and chaos, I have to remember this. God is not a God of disorder. He's a God of peace. And you know what? He wants to take my hand and bring peace to the canvas of my life. So as we seek to make our mark, let us give God all our scribbles, all our mistakes, all our hurts, and trust that He will turn our messy lives into a masterpiece. His masterpiece.
Gospel that we hear every first Sunday after Christmas, as Randy just read, the prologue to John's Gospel, is a re-echoing of the beginning of the whole Bible in Genesis. In the beginning, the Word was present. If you remember in Genesis, it talks about the fact that there was chaos, and the Word was there. Jesus was already present in the chaos from the beginning of the world. He's present in our mess too. And He can heal the brokenhearted. If we want to live in sleep, in heavenly peace, as we just sang, it's time for us to look at those areas of our lives where we just let Jesus in. May we do so. Amen.